This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Coloradans will vote on 11 statewide ballot measures this November after the Secretary of State's office made the final decision on what gets printed on the ballots. Six of the measures were initiated by voters, while the other five were referred to the ballot by the Colorado legislature. 2022 is officially the deadliest year for people on Colorado's waterways, CPR's Paolo Schalsita reports.
37 people have drowned in state bodies of water this year, according to Colorado Parks and Wildlife. That surpasses the 34 water-related deaths tallied in 2020. The most recent death came Saturday, when park rangers at Grand Junction's Corn Lake recovered the body of a paddleboarder. Officials say most victims die after falling into water without a mandatory life jacket. Some state parks, like Lake Pueblo, have free loaner programs for those who need a life jacket. I'm Paolo Schalsita, CPR News.
Trinidad City Council has passed an ordinance allowing delivery of retail cannabis. CPR's Dan Boyce explains.
Shops in the city say overregulation and high taxes are hurting their businesses, so they're looking for new ways to boost sales. On top of now allowing delivery of the products inside the city, the council also changed how the city taxes marijuana sales to help local growers. Delivery, however, will still be regulated by state law, which limits where and how it can be delivered. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Arvada police have arrested a man on suspicion of first-degree murder and other charges in the shooting death of a 27-year-old police officer. Sonny Thomas Almanza was arrested in connection with the slaying of Officer Dylan Vakoff. Police were responding to a disturbance involving several belligerent people in Arvada when Almanza opened fire, killing Officer Vakoff. This is CPR News and KRCC.